In addition, Mr. President, yesterday, the President of the United States and the Secretary of Commerce announced a series of tech hubs in response to the legislation that we passed, the CHIPS and Science Act. I know the presiding officer, I think, is pretty happy about that because I think one of those tech hubs was in his state. And certainly there was one in Washington that is really about the next generation of advanced materials in aviation. The designation made possible by CHIPS and Science is to think about lab-to-market test beds on thermoplastic composite fabrication equipment and help the United States stay in a leadership position in the next generation of aerospace workforce. The U.S. leads in ideas, but we don't always lead in the implementation of the innovation, particularly at a time where now everyone in an internet age is reading about our innovations and trying to implement the same things. The Tech Hub idea can leverage a lot of ideas across the United States and help translate the science faster into real application and real competitiveness for our nation and grow jobs and help grow actually rising incomes in various parts of our country as well. The Tech Hub, in this instance, in the aerospace ecosystem where we have millions of people employed nationally, and we have leading institutions that are doing aviation research, we need to show that innovation can move beyond just where we are today on composites, but on next generation research that then gets translated to the workforce and the skilling of the workforce. This means creating more patents, translating discoveries, and keeping U.S. manufacturing competitive. I know that many of my colleagues here in the Senate were very pleased to hear this announcement by the President and the Secretary of Commerce.